Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. George Wu on July the 2nd, 1981. This is the third tape. You mentioned that Jewish people. Did everybody or you ever make the comparison with it? Chinese and Jewish people?
No. We never took any nationality in consideration as an individual. This is what we call a mixing pot. We've got all nationalities coming in here buying and all nationalities coming in here selling. We don't say you're a Jew or you're a Chinaman or whatever. Just like one of our own.
Yeah, but how about in the way of doing business? Were there any differences between Chinese and Jewish, or would Chinese say, Chinese doing better business?
No.
You never sort of compare with that, huh? And did you know any of the Chinese who were involved in politics in China, for example, during the World War II or before that?
No, I don't.
Chinese didn't.
I was too busy trying to make a living.
So they didn't have time to.
I didn't have time.
How about the Chinese? Were Chinese ever affected by the Depression?
Oh yes.
During those years, how would they? How was they affected? How were they affected?
Well, the farmers were affected because they couldn't sell the merchandise. They couldn't raise it for what they sold it for. They never went hungry, of course, because they had everything to eat on the ranches. And as far as up here, no work.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because that's when the family family members took care of each other more than, because we never had any Chinese go on the breadline.
I see. In produce market, I thought that people got to eat. And this is the area that really not affected by the Depression, or probably affected less than other businesses.
We should say we always managed to pay our bills.
But the business is much less and not as good sort of a turnback.
We just reduce our style of living. In other words, instead of eating steak, we eat hamburgers or saltfish. Some we choy, saltfish and vegetables. That was about it.
I see.
And that was great then, because people didn't have nothing to eat. People were sleeping out the streets.
Yeah, earlier, I think last time I asked you about discrimination, did you ever feel there was hostility toward Chinese in general in Los Angeles? We talk about buying houses, you have to run into sort of a discrimination.
In the outskirts of good neighborhoods, there was a lot of discrimination. In the market, and there was no discrimination. When I moved out to Ladera Heights, it was I had a double escrow to get in. Out of Beverly Hills, we couldn't buy no property because what kind of money you had, and different areas that you really couldn't. Chapman Woods, I put up money on a house, and the real estate man 3 days later returned it. Until the government put the new laws in, we were kind of looked down.
So that's only in a good neighborhood, sort of a little good neighborhoods or white middle class neighborhood.
Yes.
So they would look down upon Chinese. But in the market, in the markets itself, everybody were treating everybody equally.
Yes.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Yes, in the market, in the farm areas, we were all treated equally.
That's very nice, working in this kind of area that everybody is friend.
Well, you see, you know, on our commission business, mm-hmm. it says, you do better than the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Your name spreads. And regardless if he's white, green, or yellow, they're going to send it to you to get the best for the merchandise. And that's how it should be.
Well, we will probably turn to some other questions about the cultural attitudes. For example, where American-born Chinese prefer to have sons than daughters.
As far as I'm concerned, it don't make no difference.
Doesn't make any difference. How about your friends? You know, some of your friends, American-born friends, and
they're the same as I am now, regardless if they got sons or daughters. They treat them equally.
Mm-hmm.
You see, since they had the draft, I think a lot of us changed our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Although even in any nationality, they prefer to have a son to carry on the name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no different.
No. What do most people think about the intermarriage, interracial marriage?
Well, I don't think nothing of it.
Uh-huh.
If the girl loves the boy and the boy if loves the girl, and they treat each other, I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You see, most of the old timers, real old timers, which I shouldn't say because I'm an old timer, they want to marry Chinese to marry Chinese, and yet they don't look at it like I do. Of course, I have a son-in-law that's Caucasian.
Uh-huh.
And they go out, get drunk, the old man gets drunk, come back and don't treat the daughter right, they can't see it. They're
right.
Still Chinese. Huh?
Right.
But they can't see how nice and happy the other one is if they go out of their race and marry.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in the old days, if, for example, if one of your family, say your uncle, well, you have only one uncle, so you know, married to a non-Chinese, probably your grandfather. Your grandparents probably feel pretty upset.
In my early days, they did the same way. If I was in my 20s and 30s, if I married something else, they would feel bad.
Uh-huh. So would they sort of remind you that, you know, don't ever go out with non-Chinese or those sort of things? And, because at that age, you know, you were in the teens, and probably they worry about that. Your uncles, or they never sort of
never paid it no attention. I think we took it under as for granted that we wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. But when you were like 20 years old, or even 15 years old, you look at the Chinese who married to non-Chinese, or do you know?
Oh yes, I
any
know.
Of it? Well, how do you think about it at that time, not now?
At that time, I didn't. I didn't care anyway.
Yes, I think because you were born here and more or less not influenced by the old timers' way of thinking. And how about the many parents feel it is important to send their children to Chinese school?
All of them in Chinatown. I lived in Chinatown. It was capable of going to Chinese school. They went.
As long as they have a Chinese school around, they would send the Chinese.
Yes.
Even your uncle would send you back all the way to China.
That's right.
Did your uncle send your cousin, I mean his son,
no.
Or his daughter?
No. Uh-huh. He passed away when the kids were pretty young, too.
Oh, I see. So you were like older than...
Older brothers.
And did he say any reason that you should go back besides looking after your grandmother or see your grandmother?
See grandma and get an education, Chinese.
Get an education. And did you ever question him, say, why do I need a Chinese education?
No, not them days.
You cannot question anything, you just obey, right?
That's right.
Did you ever disagree with your grandpa or grandma or your uncle?
Yes, but they didn't raise your voice.
Because a lot of things that they did in Chinese way, and you learn from American school, it's American way that you would raise the question but never fight back.
That's right.
I see. So how about your children? Did you ever send your children to Chinese school, or were you living far away from Chinatown?
I always lived up far away from China, so I never.
So they never chanced.
And I never talked Chinese at home.
Because
it was easier to talk English.
So most of your language really start with the English, and then you have rare opportunity to speak Chinese.
Yes.
Until you went back to China for the whole year.
Yes, and we still speak Chinese. Mom and I speak Chinese, but we don't do it to the kids.
So do you think that's important to have a children speak Chinese and some Chinese education?
I do now. All language is important. Any kind of language is important. The more different language you speak, the better off you are.
But it's only when you have chance.
That's right.
Yeah, right. How about your children think about Chinese?
They're mad because we didn't teach them.
Now, they are aware of it now, though.
Yes.
But when they were young, probably if you would take them to Chinese school, they probably would resent it. How do you think about the Chinese were portrayed in Chinese movies? Or you ever watch movies that have Chinese characters in the movies? Like Charlie Chan and...
I'd rather not talk about them.
Okay.
They're always down and out.
Yeah, well, some people probably would protest, or you have ever heard about any people protested, you know, against those kind of stereotype roles that they play.
It don't bother me at all, because I don't let it interfere with your thoughts.
Well, one more question. What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be, you know, ideal for themselves, or for their children in the old days and as well as today?
That's hard to say. That's the individual, too.
How about yourself? Did you ever put any sort of job as ideal, or you never really think much of that?
I never did think much of it. I enjoyed what I was doing. I guess that would be my ideal. My younger daughter now, she went to Loyola and graduated as an accountant. She come in here and she went to one of the stores. So that's her ideal.
So you never sort of influenced the children, you know, what is the ideal job for the children?
No.
And so your daughters and son always have choice of themselves and what they want. So what did your children do now? They all graduate from school?
Two oldest ones are school teachers. And Lori, third one, was graduated as an ed teacher. But she didn't teach. She's in the insurance business. She went insurance in another one. And this youngest one is here, running the computer in the office.
So you have four children,
daughters.
Four daughters. You don't have sons.
No.
So were they all married or?
All three of them. This is the one that's not married.
So you have grandchildren then?
Oh, I've got one boy and two girls grandchildren.
Oh, wow. So they all, again, doesn't speak Chinese or English, and or they try to pick up some.
No, Lisa, the oldest granddaughter, picking up some.
From your daughter.
My daughter's
husband.
In-law.
Oh.
In-laws.
Well, that's very nice. So in your family is totally, you know, freedom. I mean, whenever the children prefer to do, they can do whatever they want to do.
Yes.
How about your friends among, you know, the workers here? Do they have a similar attitude? You know, they
more now than they used to. More and more.
But in the old days, they probably would say, "Oh, you know, going to, you know, being an engineer is better, or whatever." Ever they, you know.
Some are sending their kids to be a engineer and being a pharmacist and different things, you know. Doctors and lawyers, they don't want to work in here no more.
Uh-huh. I see.
See, downstairs is, when they work on the floor, a salesman, they have to work awful hours, from 1 to 12, or 10, 11. Up here in the office, well, it's entirely different.
Uh-huh.
You got your 8 hours, and you got your 8 hours, that's
uh-huh,
it.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to get up ungodly hours.
Uh-huh.
So you get up a little early and come in and work at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and then at 3:30, 4 o'clock, you've gone home.
Uh-huh.
But down below, you don't do that.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, this has been a very nice experience for me, and thank you very much for the interview.
You're welcome.